This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired Air Force General Tom McInerney, who's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts to the report in today's Washington Post that the military report given to the president by the commanding general in Afghanistan, Stanley McChrystal, suggests that the mission there will fail unless there is a substantial troop increase as part of a new strategy in that theater of the war on terror. And General, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you, Greg.
This analysis doesn't catch too many people by surprise, given the clues we've already gotten from this report, which was actually issued last month, as well as some other statements that have been made over the past few weeks. But basically, the general's saying point blank that we're in a position to lose here if we don't do something different soon. What do you make of it, and how accurate do you think his assessment is?
Well, I think his assessment is very accurate, Greg, and I've read the report. Matter of fact, I'm holding the report in my hand right now as we talk. He's very clear in what he knows is required, that the commander-in-chief must make the decisions. The commander-in-chief has really been delaying making this decision, this strategy, because I think he's letting politics get involved, and he's got the left wing of his party that he's got a major problem with. And so that's why it was leaked, I believe. And it's very important that the American public know that the president has not made a decision on his strategy. The generals have, but the president has not.
Well, the president was at an Oval Office meeting just last week as he talked about the situation in Afghanistan. At the time, he was joined by the Canadian Prime Minister. And you're right, General, the president made no bones about it. He says we're doing a comprehensive review. This is part of it. There's a diplomatic and a cultural element of this as well. And he says he's really going to take his time to make sure that whatever the new strategy is the correct one. Clearly, you think that's not the right approach in terms of a timetable.
Letter from General McChrystal to the Secretary of Defense was dated the 30th of August, 2009. We are now the 21st of September, and the president has not made a decision. So he's had 3 weeks with this report. The question is when it got into his hands or if it has gotten into his hands. I think that the White House has told the Secretary of Defense to slow roll it, slow roll General McChrystal. And this is very dangerous. McChrystal is very explicit what needs to be done, and the American people have got to understand, we've been there all these years, why would we now give up when we're 90% of the way through this?
General, for those of our listeners who don't already know, you served very high in the staff of the Air Force Chief of Staff. Tell our listeners how previous administrations dealt with this and how quickly they dealt and reacted to reports such as this.
For our listeners, I was the number three man in the Air Staff, the Assistant Vice Chief of Staff, and I can say that in both the Clinton administration, Bush 41 administrations that I participated in, that this kind of decision by either Bush 41 or President Clinton would be in the process of being announced now. It would not have to be leaked. And the reason, again, for our listeners is it's being leaked because the president is ambivalent. As you heard from his talk, the four radio shows or television shows he was on yesterday, he keeps saying, as you reported earlier, we want to make sure we get the strategy right. Well, the strategy he has in front of him, make a decision, Mr. President. You are the commander-in-chief now. You're not running a campaign. I'm being harsh on him. But I think when you talk about American troops' lives, then you have to be harsh, and we expect more out of our commander-in-chief. He must be decisive.
General, in terms of what strategy will succeed, given the challenges outlined by General McChrystal, what do you think is the smartest road forward? What strategy do you hope, ultimately, the president does pursue?
I hope he adopts General McChrystal's counterinsurgency strategy, which requires more troops, upwards of 40,000 more troops. I think he's got to be able to use more technology in there, for instance, the Joint STARS, which is an airborne radar that maps the ground troops, and it can see moving dismounted troops. They have not made good effective use of technology tools like the Joint STARS, and I blame both the Air Force and the people in theater for not using it. But let's face it, no matter if we get 40,000 more troops, Greg, there are... Afghanistan is an economy of force theater. It is larger, it is far more complex than what we dealt with in Iraq. Iraq, you had roads to all the cities, paved roads. You don't have that in Afghanistan. And so you have a very important area adjacent to it in Pakistan called the Fatah, the Federally Administrated Territorial Areas, which is a breeding ground for radical Islam. And so that makes it far more complicated than what we faced in Iraq. And that's why I think we need more technology, more joint stars, more global hawks, more predators, more what we call ISR, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets, to help our troops out so we can see where this enemy is.
General, one of the questions that's still being asked, and it's a question that you thought was vital to answer years ago when you wrote the book Endgame with General Paul Valley, and that's what defines victory in this strategy or any other strategy down the road. How do you believe the president ought to articulate that?
Well, I think victory, in my opinion, means isolating the radical Islamists, destroying them, and letting... We're not going to have a Jeffersonian democracy. But if, in fact, we can have a democracy that isn't corrupt, and it won't be a democracy, it'll be a rather authoritarian. Because remember, Afghanistan has never had a central government from Kabul, and so it's very tribal. But if we can get stability in that region, and where they're not exporting radical Islam, then I believe that is victory. And with that, that means where the Afghan people, the Afghan army, the Afghan police take over the law and order of the country. That would be victory. And that's what I would say fundamentally we're going to achieve in Iraq. We're going to be out of Iraq here once this election is in January of 2010. We're going to be moving out of there fairly quickly. And I believe, hopefully, that the Maliki government will be able to maintain that stability that we want in the region.
General, last question before we let you go. We obviously heard of the dire prediction for Afghanistan if significant strategy revisions aren't made and additional troops added to the theater in Afghanistan. What do you see as the window of opportunity here? How soon does our opportunity vanish if the president delays this decision extensively or if other factors intervene? In other words, how soon do we need to turn the tide here?
I believe the president has got to make this decision in the next 30 to 60 days because there is going to be a time lag before we can get troops over there. And so the next year to 2 years are very critical. Just in that surge period, remember that we went through 2006 and 2007 in Iraq, how critical that was. But we defeated radical Islam in Iraq, and we need to defeat radical Islam in the form of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, the LET, the different forms of the Taliban that are coming out of Pakistan. So that's the determination, what I would call victory.
General, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney is a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.